This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump says his cuts to World Health Organization funding will go from temporary to permanent if the agency does not commit major substantive improvements within the next 30 days. In a letter to WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, Trump offered a list of criticisms. He said the agency has shown an alarming lack of independence from the People's Republic of China during the coronavirus pandemic. Among his specific criticisms, Trump said the WHO made repeated claims about the virus that were grossly inaccurate or misleading. He said the agency did not properly pressure China for timely admission of international experts and that it praised China's internal travel restrictions while opposing Trump's decision to ban entry to travelers from China. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said Tuesday that Trump's letter was an attempt to smear China and that the United States is shirking its international obligations. Tedros said last month of Trump's move to temporarily suspend WHO funding, "We regret the decision." On Monday, he defended the WHO's coronavirus response in an address to member states at the World Health Assembly. He said WHO sounded the alarm early, and we sounded it often. We notified countries, issued guidance for health workers within 10 days, and declared a global health emergency, our highest level of alert, on the 30th of January. At the time, there were less than 100 cases and no deaths outside China. In the early months of the outbreak, President Trump repeatedly praised China, writing in late January that the United States greatly appreciates their efforts and transparency. In late March, he tweeted, "China has been through much and has developed a strong understanding of the virus. Much respect." From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. U.S. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin painted a bleak picture on Tuesday of the economic devastation wrought on the United States by the coronavirus pandemic, but they held out hope that a raft of loans and assistance to families and businesses would provide relief in the coming months. "The job numbers will get worse before they get better," Mnuchin told the Senate Banking Committee in remote testimony from the Treasury Department. Already 36.5 million laid-off workers have filed for unemployment compensation. Those are numbers not seen since the Great Depression in the 1930s. Congress is engaged in contentious debate over whether more recovery spending needs to be approved. The Democratic-controlled House of Representatives approved another $3 trillion last week. Senate Republicans, however, have balked at approving more funding, and President Donald Trump has said the measure would be dead on arrival at the White House. The World Health Organization's special